There was one memorable student takeover that occurred, it must have been in the spring of 68, probably, just before Monsignor Bukowski left, when a group of students, and if I remember right, Terry Green was prominent in that group, I was part of that group, went into the dean's office, Sister, the academic dean?
Yes. Was that Sister Ann Keating?
Yes, Sister Ann Keating, into her office, and took over the college, closed down classes for the day, and got Monsignor Bukowski to come out in front of the school and ride in a little motorcade, and we had a demonstration for Monsignor Bukowski to wish him well in his retirement. And Paul Harvey commented on that demonstration in his newscast that day or a couple days later as being one that was significantly different from the demonstrations that were going on in most colleges and universities in those days, because it was very happy. The student body loved Monsignor Bukowski. He was a very unassuming man, I thought, and a very warm and caring man, and there was a great deal of fondness, I think, between him and the student body. I know between the student leaders and Monsignor. So that was a fond farewell, and he served the college well. But that's the only demonstration that I remember, but a significant one. I think classes were off for at least for a morning, if not for a whole day, and the whole student body was there.